A word for you from Micah, chapter 6, verse 7, the second part. Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? We've been looking at this section in Micah 6 and showing that God here is instructing his people, or you could say exposing their hearts, their misguided conception, their misunderstanding of forgiveness and reconciliation with God. For they had begun to think in a pagan way. Before this, the Lord says, you say, shall I come before God with burnt offerings, calves? Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams? Won't he be impressed with 10,000 rivers of oil? And now this is the ultimate sacrifice. What about if I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? This is pure pagan thinking. It is worldwide animism at the heart of it, whether it is ancestral worship or the Incas in South America or the paganism of Papua New Guinea. They all think in the same way. How do I impress God and find acceptance with him? And so here is the ultimate misguided understanding of how to impress God. The giving of that which is most important to you, your own firstborn, the firstborn child. They find remnants of these types of sacrifices in different places of the world. The Incas are a prime example where they find children where their chests have been cut open, and from some of the hieroglyphics written, it would appear that the children were killed while still alive. The high priest would cut open the chest, take out the pumping heart, and bring it as a sacrifice to the gods. Surely God will be impressed with that which I love most. If I can sacrifice my own child, surely. And so the final question here is, what about the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul? You see, the misunderstanding, the deception that God is exposing in these verses is that we always assume we must impress God instead of allowing him to impress us. And he has impressed upon us that he has given his ultimate sacrifice. He has given the fruit of his body, so to say. He gave the Lord Jesus Christ for us, and that is completely sufficient. Faith in him and turning from our sin is enough. God says it's more than enough. He forgives and washes and cleanses with his precious blood.